Dan Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, Kelly K. Hey, before we get started too far, I need to ask what you're wearing.
I'm wearing a polka dot shirt with big poofy sleeves.
All right, colors. Need colors. Colors. Pants. Sorry, colors.
Oh, navy blue and white.
Sorry, wrong.
My outfit's wrong?
Yep, wrong.
And why?
Halfway to St. Patrick's Day, Kelly. You need to have a little green on. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really? We're celebrating that now?
We've always celebrated it.
No, I don't think we have.
Sorry. I've always celebrated it.
Oh, gotcha. All right. I was not included in that memo until just now.
It is 6 months until St. Patrick's Day, 6 months since St. Patrick's Day. It is exactly halfway to St. Patrick's Day. So, September 17th, welcome. Friends
now, with that logic, though, like halfway to Christmas, then we should be wearing Christmas sweaters, right?
And that doesn't work. You know what? It's not my fault people haven't grasped that holiday.
Oh, gotcha. No, right.
Thank you.
Trendsetter.
So, yeah, since you are in your home studio, you could easily put some green on.
I could, but I don't want to.
See how this is going to be already.
Yeah, you might be alone on that island, Sparky.
All right, well then I guess I'll just wear my green and eat my soda bread. And, do we need...
Okay.
Do we need to play... Do we need to resurrect the Mobile Leprechaun?
Really? Wow, you're going to go deep.
I don't know. Do we need to do that? Maybe.
We'll
see if we get to that in the show.
This is your holiday.
Thank you, Kelly.
You make those executive decisions and kind of celebrate solo on that.
No, right. Thank you.
It's a legendary story. I always enjoy hearing it.
Yeah. Typically, it's just once a year. But
right.
But yeah, maybe since we're in a pandemic, we celebrate halfway to St. Patrick's Day by bringing back the Leprechaun of Mobile, Alabama. I don't know.
So... Pandemic rules are we can now celebrate half holidays. Got it.
Well, I mean, halfway to St. Patrick's Day has always been a thing. But I think maybe it's could be celebrated a little bit more today.
Really been a thing? I haven't seen, like, restaurants and bars do themes around it.
Well, you haven't been going to the right bars, obviously.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. All right, so today it's Throwback Thursday also, so we've got that bunch of songs you haven't heard played back to back to back to back. We kicked that off around 8:30. Setting the bar stories, we've got your... we talked to a listener next hour, and she's in love, it's great, it's her best friend, therein lies the issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little awkward.
Yeah, so we'll get that with free therapy coming up. And then we'll sprinkle in, like salt and pepper, your feel-good stories every single hour.
It's the seasoning, if you will.
Yeah. The seasoning to the show that helps us do all the other stuff that we do.
Right.
Nah, that's right. All right, so buckle up for your halfway to St. Patrick's Day celebration.
Okay, well.
On 99.7 DJX. I know I'm not the only one who has, gone, Ryan, a quick errand, and then you're thinking, okay, you're getting ready to leave your car, and then you're like, oh, poop, I don't have my mask. And then you're like, okay, then you start kind of searching around your car and like, okay, what can I use with, a lot of businesses and stores with mask mandates. So this is a little setting the bar of maybe what not to use, okay? I mean, we've had those stories of people using underwear as masks.
Yeah,
And I'm not
maybe as effective.
Yeah, I don't know.
As supposed to be.
I mean, G-strings maybe not, but maybe if they're tidy whities and they're positioned properly, maybe they do provide enough of a face covering for you. But who knows? Here's an example of what not to do. If you can manage to make it through the day without using a live snake as your face mask, you're doing okay.
Oh wow!
Yeah, this is in Manchester, England. Guy boarded the bus there. Again, probably same situation that I was just describing. Like, he was waiting for the bus. He was like, oh, man.
Oh, bloody, I forgot my mask.
Yes, that's probably exactly what he said.
Right? Translating.
He's like, and good thing I have my boa constrictor snake with me.
Oh, wow.
Which I don't know how safe it is to wrap a snake around your neck. in your face.
If you're real familiar with the snake and they're familiar with you, it's probably not a position they're used to being in.
So at first, people on the bus just thought it was a, quote, funky mask until they spotted it slithering over the handrails.
Nope.
So, yeah, the transport officials there on the bus said, sorry, snake's not a valid face covering. We're going to have to ask you to get off the bus.
Okay. Yeah, because you just can't be confident it's going to stay in the same place. Cover you where you need.
I don't know if the scales provide any sort of protection or anything like that, but...
Yeah, also can't be confident they're not going to, like, squeeze the life out of your noggin.
True. Again, lots of different options for face masks now. Snake, probably not one of them.
But points for creativity.
Sure, we'll give them an A for effort.
All right.
Setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without using a snake as your face mask, like the dude in England who got on the bus, which plenty of passengers got the video of, you're doing okay.
Oh, yeah, you're going to get video of that, yep. For sure.
That's Setting the Bar. All right, Kelly Kay, feel-good story here this morning.
This is kind of genius. A guy named Andrew lives in Ohio.
All right.
Showed off his own social distancing solution for this year's hopeful trick-or-treaters on Monday.
Yeah?
It's kind of an amazing genius invention. A 6-foot candy chute ready to be attached to the handrail.
Oh, wow.
And every year, I dress up like Michael Myers or something of that nature. And, you know, you got a lot of little kids that are afraid to walk up to someone like that. And then you've got people with strollers, people with wheelchairs, things of that nature. There's already some struggles when you got something like this to navigate. So it was already an idea that was, I think, waiting to happen. And this just was kind of the catalyst to kick it off. Thought this would be a good year with everything going on right now in the world to put something together.
All right.
That's right. Socially distant. You just send the candy down the little 6-foot chute right into the bucket. How cool is that?
That's kind of ingenious.
It is genius. I kind of love it. You need to probably see it. We'll tweet out the link to the story at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right. There you go. Nice twist on Halloween there and trick-or-treating.
Yes. Not canceled.
Feel good every hour throughout the morning. 99.7 DJX. Yeah, okay. Careful putting that out into space.
Sorry. Yeah, we're hoping.
I don't know what's come over me, Kelly.
What's happening?
I may be becoming a gamer.
What? As if you need a habit like that right now. What game is it?
Well, typically, and I've said this on the show before, I have bought entire gaming consoles just so I can play Zelda. I've done that for every single Nintendo console that has come out because Nintendo is the gaming system that Zelda is on. So, you know, everything from the original Nintendo 8-bit to the Nintendo 64 to the Super Nintendo to the Nintendo GameCube to the Switch. I mean, I've got them all.
So how much time do you dedicate to the game?
That's beside the point.
Okay.
I'm just saying that I may be becoming a gamer in that I may be thinking about getting a second gaming system, aka the PlayStation 5, just for this one game, Hogwarts Legacy. Oh, God.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no. This sounds like it's right up your alley.
Yeah, Harry Potter. So yesterday, Sony held this PlayStation reveal event where they debuted some of the new games like Harry Potter, Hogwarts Legacy. It's a role-playing game. Oh, it looks so good. Oh, send me in! Send me in!
So when you say role-playing, you get to be like one of the characters and then you go on adventures or something?
Yeah, and then you get a first look at Final Fantasy XVI. I don't know what that means in Roman numerals. And sorry, I'm just going to be honest. I don't have time to look it up.
That's 16, isn't it?
Okay. And Spider-Man, Miles Morales, Marvels. So you get a look at all three of those games. And then the Sony PlayStation 5 coming out November 12th. You can pre-order starting today. Oh,
very exciting stuff.
Kelly, let me tell you, if you want just the digital edition of the PlayStation, which means you don't have the Blu-ray as part of it, it's all online gaming. It's going to cost about $400.
Oh.
If you want the original with like the Blu-ray, the disc option, it's going to cost about $500.
But what's the productivity cost Like, when you're saying, sitting down in your office,
are you saying
no longer working but gaming instead?
Listen,
what's that cost?
What's
the price tag on that?
We don't need to go down that road, Kelly.
We don't.
We don't need.
Yeah, I feel like we consider it though.
We don't need to go down that road.
Okay.
Just saying, this may be the year 2020. May be the year that I look back on and say that was the year I became a gamer.
Okay. Well, maybe here's the thing. Maybe they need to consider like locks until the weekend, just for people like you that have jobs that want to be gamers.
Are you meaning
we lock ourselves out of it until the weekend? So.
Are you meaning like parental locks?
Yeah.
I feel like that'd be something my wife would have to set up for me.
We'll call them wife locks.
That's
there's
funny.
Life lock. You can call them wife lock.
Maybe. All right. So anyways, if you want to read more about it and see some of those previews, which, by the way, trending on YouTube, all of those, WDJX.com. We got them up there. And at 99.7DJX on Facebook and Twitter.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
I get sweaty just thinking about how I'm going to become a gamer, how my life is now going to be totally transformed. I'm going to have to get a Twitch account and everything. It's going to...
Well, listen.
I'm excited, Kelly.
My son is already obsessed watching this one dude play Minecraft on YouTube. He's super annoying, and he just yells all the time, and I can't. Don't be that guy.
Okay. Good. If I can learn anything from your son, it'll be that. Okay. Coming up next, it is free therapy, and she's in love, you know? It's all good. There is one issue, and that's what we're highlighting with free therapy. The issue might be your best friend. 99.7 DJX, good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I don't want to put everybody into a panic, but we might have Fogs! Oh my gosh, Fog Sweats! Fog Sweats are those sweats that you get when you're going through thick fog. And maybe extra pats of baby powder in your sensitive areas are needed.
Yes, you need your hands at 10 and 2, low beams. You've got a more tight grip on the steering wheel because you're a little nervous.
Yeah, text from crazy office lady Kristen with pictures, probably unsafe pictures because you're taking it while you're driving. Shame on you. But of Breckenridge County fog sweats looking pretty bad. So yeah, in outer lying areas right now. WDJX.com or at Ben and Kelly Show. If you wanted to send us your pictures of fog, I mean, what kind of morning show are we asking for pictures of fog? But yeah, crazy office lady Kristen.
Pull over first or something.
Send it. Got a text from Steph who was like, Ben, when you get home with your new gaming system, talking about the PS5, which, by the way, it's just the pre-orders went on sale today. So, anyways.
And apparently they sold out.
Yeah.
According to another text?
Yeah, I guess so. The pre-order's sold out, but she goes on and says, hand over the exact amount of cash you just spent to your wife, and then bring dinner so your kids don't starve while you set your new system up. Yeah. I mean, listen, when I dive into this new world of gaming that I think I'm going to do, when I'm going to have to set up a Twitch account, I'm going to have to set up, special room and get the headset with the microphone piece like all the gamers do.
And then are you going to, like, find little gamer buddies that you're going to talk to
Maybe.
And play games with?
Yeah, I don't know. Adriana texts in and says, now hate the PlayStation as much as 2020. Now my 13-year-old is going to be driving me nuts to get that for Christmas. Look, man, not spending the $400 on you.
Dang.
That's
the struggle's real.
Listen, that's why you ask Santa for it. You ask Santa for that sort of
right.
stuff. That's a Santa gift right there.
He does have the hookup.
So anyways, if you want to read more about the PlayStation 5 due out on November 12th, which, like I said, I'm excited. Because if I get this system like I keep threatening I am, that means that I'm going to, be for the first time, have dual gaming systems, multiple different gaming systems. Other than my Nintendo Switch, I'm going to have also a PS5. So
your time management is going to get very difficult and complicated.
Listen, let me worry about that part, okay?
Okay.
All right. Coming up here next, it's free therapy. And we talked to a listener who messaged us on Facebook.
So I have this really good friend, and last year I was hooking up with her brother.
Okay.
Well, there we go.
I mean, out of the gate. Out of the gate. All right, so we'll get to that with your free therapy coming up here next on 99.7 DJX.
Got a relationship problem? Let the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show screw it up. This is Free Therapy.
All right, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Will you walk us through what you wrote us on Facebook?
Sure. I'll try to keep it short.
Okay.
So I have this really good friend, and last year I was hooking up with her brother.
Okay. Wow.
I know.
But I ended
it after a few months because I kind of felt weird about it.
Sure.
You know? It was a little strange.
Uh-huh.
So, but then things got different during COVID and he came back into my life.
Oh.
And now it's a little more serious.
Okay.
So, anyway, one day I brought him lunch to work.
Mm-hmm.
And he happened to post pictures on social media.
Right.
So, well, his sister comments, "Where's my lunch?" in capital letters.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. So now I know she's mad that I'm dating her brother.
Oh.
Like, I guess she feels like her worlds are colliding.
Oh, like the whole friend and like,
brother,
sibling thing. Yeah, right.
So I reached out to you for some advice on what to do, because she is my best friend, you know, and I don't want her to be mad at me, because now I'm dating her brother officially. So what should I do?
So she's feeling like she's going to lose you to her brother.
Oh, geez. Well, I want to lose her. She's my best friend. I've known her so long.
You need to be able to divide your time, I guess.
Maybe set a chart.
Well, I think I can do that. Maybe I should just have a talk with her.
Well, we are getting some text messages, 502-571-9970.
Okay.
So if you hang out for just a sec, maybe they can help steer you in a direction on how to approach that with your friend and or your boyfriend.
That's awesome. Thanks.
You're welcome. That is a weird predicament when two worlds collide, your friends and then all of a sudden siblings. It's almost like this is a weird analogy, but I don't know if this has ever happened to you, Kelly, where you have had different groups of friends collide in one area, and then you have to kind of explain to each group of friends why you're friends with the other group of friends.
I haven't been in that situation. I have tried to date one of my best friend's brothers.
So you literally
try to do that.
You literally have experience with this whole matter. Yes. How'd that all go? Maybe you can help her.
I tried so hard. I threw my A game out there. He was hot. We had like 2-hour makeout sesh.
Oh.
And then found out he's gay. So
that
didn't work out.
You tried.
I tried very hard because we wanted to be sisters. That was the whole goal.
Oh, my gosh.
Like we were like, this would be so great.
So she was all like, hey, date my brother, and then
yes,
we can be sisters.
And I said, okay, I will do my best.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I guess you didn't see the curveball that was thrown.
Did not see that. Not at all.
All right. If you want to chime in, you can. Text message 502-571-9970.
Elizabeth on Facebook said, shouldn't be a big deal. Most sisters would be happy that their best friend's dating their brother. It's like you could possibly gain a sister. Like I was saying.
Right.
There's reason behind her not wanting her friend to date her brother. Friends tend to know what the other is like with men. Ooh, so maybe she's thinking she's going to break her brother's heart.
Oh, okay. I was like, what does that mean?
No, she's trying to protect her brother's heart from being broken.
Gotcha. So maybe our listener has had some sketch relationships with guys in the past.
Maybe.
And the sister.
Maybe she's a man eater.
And the sister knows that and is like, I don't want you to hurt my brother.
Yeah, that could be.
Okay.
But then that's hard to tell your best friend, like, hey, I don't think you respect dudes and you treat them bad, so I don't want you to have that conversation.
That is kind of an awkward conversation to have. All right. So I think really it comes down to you just got to talk. Like, you got to talk to the person.
Yep, you're going to have to get honest. Say, listen, what's your biggest problem with this?
Yeah. I like your brother, and you don't want me dating him. Why? So, yeah, just rip the Band-Aid off. There you go. I don't know if we helped.
Did we fix it? I feel like we helped.
I think we did. Yeah. 100%. Take our advice. And then,
let us know how that works out.
Yeah, for sure.
Or not.
You can continue commenting on the Facebook post at Ben and Kelly Show with Free Therapy. Get to some text messages here. 502-571-9970 from Steven, who says, good morning, Ben and Kelly. I'm introducing my work friends to the morning show. Make us laugh and don't let us down.
Oh, my God.
Oh, hell. If that's
no
not the worst for us right now.
No, I don't need that kind of pressure.
All right, Stephen and Stephen's work friends, welcome. Welcome to the show. You know,
should where, we ask how we're doing? Should we check in with Stephen and the friends for a rating?
I don't think my emotional state can handle that sort of feedback right now.
Listen, we always shoot for mediocre at best. I feel like we're achieving that.
Yeah, sure. So did you hear that, you know, Amazon Alexa has the Samuel L. Jackson feature, right? I don't know if you've added that to your device just yet.
Not.
Today in Los Angeles, it's 85 degrees. Say my name. Woohoo! Oh, aren't we organized? I'm not reminding you of it.
Yeah, so the and nice. So here's the thing. Everybody who downloaded the app to the device, now Amazon is learning that people wanted to be cussed out by Samuel L. Jackson on the regular.
Oh, yeah. No, that's the whole point, isn't it?
Yeah.
He does have a bit of a mouth.
So listen, you can actually have the ability to turn off, you know, the explicit phrases or turn them back on. And
oh, great.
A large majority of the users were like, leave them on. Leave him on. If Samuel L.
That's
Jackson,
why Sam's here.
Yeah, exactly. Is talking to me on the Alexa. I'm needing him to swear at me.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if I didn't have kids, yeah.
That'd be fun. So now, because of this, Alexa has had, or Amazon has had, Samuel L. Jackson reportedly add over 30,000 new phrases and 5 times the profanity.
Oh wow. Oh, that just got amped up a couple notches.
Yeah. So there we go. From the,
I've always wanted, you know, like Google Maps to have like a Samuel L. Jackson.
They do. They have it.
Do they really?
I think so.
Okay,
yeah.
I need to get that.
Yeah. So
I think I would love it if he gets salty if I go off the route that's suggested.
Uh huh.
I'm not reminding you.
Yeah, for sure. So Samuel L. Jackson.
Go.
With now 5 times the profanity. All right, Kelly Kay, what do you got for us?
So much feel good from Domino's Pizza donating $110 million to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? It's the largest donation the hospital has seen in its history.
Oh, dang. Okay.
So this is what they're going to do. They're pledging to raise the money over the next 10 years. It's going to go towards 140 apartments St. Jude is developing on its Memphis campus for families of kids who are getting treatment there. And the facility is going to be called the Domino's Village to honor their gift to build this.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, $110 million. That's a big deal.
That is a big deal.
Yeah, we'll tweet out the story. You can read more about it at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, cool. Feel good stories every single hour here throughout the morning on 99.7 DJX. Still to come. This hour, it's when we throw it back to songs you haven't heard, played back to back to back to back.
It's Freight Train of Fun. Toot toot!
That is what Kelly liked to call it, the Freight Train of Fun. Throwback Thursday on the way. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Kelly, what are you wearing?
What am I wearing?
Yeah.
I changed from earlier because you said you wanted to celebrate halfway to St. Patrick's, so I have it's the only kind of green I have. It's not a Kelly green, but it's more of like a forest green. It's my Butt Lickers shirt.
Oh, from Butt Drugs there
in Cordon, Indiana, one of my favorite places.
Yeah.
I bought it from there.
So because of my comment that the outfit you were wearing was wrong because it didn't have any color of green I'm celebrating halfway to St. Patrick's Day.
Sure.
Changed to kind of an army green.
I'm attempting to do some green for you, Sparky.
I mean, I appreciate
really it. About it.
It kind of misses the mark because everybody knows St. Patrick's green is more of a Kelly green.
But that's okay. But it says Butt Lickers on here. It's got a picture of a liquor bottle from Butt Drugs in Cordon, Indiana.
So I thought to properly celebrate a holiday that apparently I'm the only one who's celebrating.
You are the only one aware of it.
I wanted to bring back a time-honored tradition that we always highlight on St. Patrick's Day. But since it's halfway to St. Patrick's Day, I figured we could.
That's legal.
Get away with honoring the leprechaun in Mobile, Alabama. If you've not yet heard this, buckle up. It's next.
Amazing.
Yep. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It is the time honored tradition when we celebrate halfway to St. Patrick's Day. Maybe it's just me, or maybe it's because I'm so entrenched into the culture that this is a thing that plenty of places that I surround myself with do.
Oh, really? Yeah, okay. So yeah. This is not new. This, you're not just making it up.
No, no. My wife, actually, she performs in Irish bands, and she performs usually on September 17th or around this date for halfway to St. Patrick's Day. So we thought, since it is a date to be celebrated, maybe with some a pint of Guinness and some soda bread and bangers and mash, then we take a look at the Leprechaun in Mobile, Alabama. This is a historical news report from a time when, was this over 10 years ago?
Oh, yeah.
A it's mythical a leprechaun was thought to be seen in a neighborhood there in Mobile.
Curiosity leads to large crowds in Mobile's Crichton community, many of you bringing binoculars, camcorders, even camera phones to take pictures.
Yeah, obviously, this is a thing where it's going to draw a crowd.
To me, it looks like a leprechaun to me. All I got to do is look up in the tree. Who else in the leprechaun say yeah?
Yeah! Yeah. Got to get the crowd in it, right?
Eyewitnesses say the leprechaun only comes out at night.
Well, of course.
If you shine a light in its direction, it suddenly disappears. Mm. This amateur sketch resembles what many of you say the leprechaun looks like. Others find it hard to believe and have come up with their own theories and explanations for the image.
Now, can we just stop there real quick and say the amateur sketch is literally looks like something a four-year-old would have drawn?
At least four-year-old kindergarten level for sure.
Yeah. It's basically a face with a top hat on it.
My theory is it's casting a shadow from the other limb.
Could be a crackhead.
Ah, yes. Yes. An eyewitness thinks it could be a crackhead up in the tree that they're seeing and not an actual leprechaun.
They got hold to the wrong stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, yes, this is the tale of the leprechaun of Mobile, Alabama. No word on whether they actually found the leprechaun of Mobile, Alabama or not. But this is
they probably did. They're just saying, not going to tell us. They're just keeping all that for themselves.
Sure.
Special.
Why wouldn't they? All right, so there you go. As we celebrate halfway to St. Patrick's Day on 99.7 DJX.
Ben and Kelly are throwing it back.
Throwback.
Throwback Thursday is on 99.7 DJX.
Kick it off from a request from Zoe. Says, start off my TBT with some old school Jonas Brothers. All right, we can do that. It's Throwback Thursday.
Told you I made dinner plans.
All right, Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX.
That's all we need.
That's all we needed. Just a little taster, if you will. I get to a text from John who says, good morning, lovely people. I would like to go ahead and make my early request as a gay man. Sometimes I do like bare naked ladies. Giggity. So with that being in mind, can we hear 1 week by Bare Naked Ladies and dedicate it to all the Craigslist misconnections. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
All right, John, sure.
It's been 1 week to look at me. I'm angry.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Jill checks in and says, it's been a crappy week at work so far. Counting on Ben and Kelly Show's TBT playlist to turn my frown upside down. Help me. Help me. You're my only hope. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Okay, yeah. No pressure.
We need to deliver.
I know, right? Jeez. It's just making me all sweaty. We're on
a second. Steven and your friends, how are we doing?
Wellness check on Steven and his friends. We're checking out the show on the very first time. DJ.
I might be too strung out on compliments. Oh, they know, they know.
Oh, Throwback Thursday. They know, old school Drake know, there. Sounds right, all right? Throwback Thursday here on DJX. Get you a text from Brittany. Brittany's all like, hey, play I Want to Be Bad because I don't want to wear a mask anymore, LOL. I get it.
The struggle's real.
I understand.
We don't like it.
Throwback Thursday. Gosh, I don't need wellness check on Willa Ford. Where's she been? Throwback Thursday, 99.7, DJX. Sydney rolls in feeling edgy today. Ooh. Oh, feeling
sexy.
Feeling edgy, are we? Oh, my. play some Panic at the Disco. All right, how about some original Panic at the Disco? Not like High Hopes or anything like that. Before they did all that stuff.
OG.
Yep. Imagine. Aw, Throwback Thursday. What a sweet song.
It is so sweet.
Yeah, Throwback Thursday is all up to you, all right? Your requests make up our playlist on 99.7 DJX. I got this feeling. I love it. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Quick shout to Kimmy and to Savannah. Messaged us on Instagram with a photo of one of our old Ben and Kelly making sandwiches, like compilation comedy CDs.
OMG. Remember the one time we were actually in Best Buy in a store? You could buy our CD.
You know what? If I could give money back to every single person who bought it, I would. I would, and I'm so
Come
sorry.
Come on, that was comedy gold. That I'm was so when sorry. We peaked, I think.
Jennifer rolls in with, hit me with some of that MIA paper plane, shaking my booty in my seat, getting funny looks from other drivers, throwback fair, don't care. Oh, wow. Okay. Guess we could roll with that. On Throwback Thursday, anything goes, right?
Yep.
It's Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Brittany tweets, at Ben and Kelly Show, which, by the way, your requests make up our playlist. We don't, like, come up with a playlist beforehand. We're literally flying blind. So whatever you decide is what we play. At Ben and Kelly Show, Brittany rolls in. Now we need to hear some Christina. You know what? Agreed.
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
Agreed.
That's the only answer, too.
Yeah. That's right. So, yeah. Bunch of songs you haven't heard played back to back to back to back. Every Thursday morning on 99.7 DJX. You ain't dirty. You ain't here to party. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Erin texted us. She said, well, if we're going to throw it back to making sandwiches, she needs to hear Party Rick. Oh, you did it now.
Stop.
Oh, you stepped in it. That's poo on your shoe. That's Party Rick.
Okay, so years and years ago, there was a song by a group called LMFAO called Party Rock Anthem. We played it on Throwback Thursday plenty of times. Well, at the peak of that song, we created our own Ben and Kelly Ruin Your Favorite Song called Party Rick, about a guy just trying to have a party, invite a bunch of friends over. All right?
It's a masterpiece.
Is it, though?
It all is. Right,
we'll just give you the tip of this song, I guess. I don't know. Throwback Thursday, so sorry.
Party Rick! Rick! Hey guys, it's Rick. Thanks for coming to my party. I got them Totino's pizza rolled in the oven. Feel free to grab a seat on the couch, but make sure you take your shoes off before you come in.
Let's go. Party Rick is in the house tonight.
What's up, guys?
He wants you to have a good time. He might make you lose your mind.
Make sure you wipe your feet.
But everyone better have a good time.
Let's go.
Party Rick is in the house tonight.
Take your feet off the couch, guys.
He wants everyone to have a good time. He might make you lose your mind.
Hey, use a coaster.
Doesn't want to see ya. Break that.
Done with my mom's bait, guys. She's not going to be very happy because that was the only one left in cold. I'm serious. I wouldn't know who's gonna replace this. That was a priceless artifact.
In the crib, Party Rick. Looking for your girl, she leaving quick.
Hey!
Non-stop since it's toxic six. Booty moving jams like sailing by sticks. What's in this drink? Got to know.
Mr. Pure Brew Beer and Diet Coke.
Half past eight ain't got to go. Need some money? Pizza Rose. Yo, he's running through the halls like Drano. He's got Nintendo 64, Super Mario Brothers. It's Party Rick!
Hey! Told you to leave the kitchen. My mom's coming home. No effect in her bedroom.
Party Rick is in the house tonight.
What's up, guys?
He wants everyone to have a good time. He might make you lose your mind.
Wipe your feet.
But everybody better have a good time.
Let's go.
Party Rick is in the house.
Is that enough? Is that enough?
What's up? Oh, Erin, Corey, they love it.
Good.
They love it.
I'm glad we programmed to literally two people.
Yep, Chelsea loves it too.
All right,
it's
three
people. They loved it.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Listen.
I'm pretty sure Steven and his friends, they love it.
Steven and his friends, yeah, first timers listening to the show, they're gone. Sorry, we lost them. We lost them. Like, what is this ridiculousness? We're not about this. All right. It's dumb. So dumb. Throwback Thursday. I'm a sucker for corn.
rose and manicure toe.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Let that one simmer a little longer than we expected. Sorry. I love all the texts that we get every single week. We get multiple texts every single week. A lot of times for the same exact songs. And, you know, listen, as a show, we can't play the exact same songs every single week. It'd be boring.
No, we need a variety. This bit is built around variety.
Yes. But I feel like it's been long enough. And then when you just write, in all caps, Luda! All right. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Get to a tweet real quick from Kat, who says, my four-year-old just looked at me and said, what's this song? It's not my favorite. Hashtag Party Rick. Listen, we know. We already know. We already know.
You
so
know what?
Sorry.
Steven and the First Timers, they loved it. Steven and the First Timers.
Okay. The people checking out the show for the very first time.
Exactly.
We appreciate you and your
they
patronage.
Love it.
All right, Leanne, all caps, Chris Brown, we got you. Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Holly, she texted, she goes, so I left my house to cruise in my car because 99.7 won't come in my house. Hashtag commitment.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, we got that. You. We honor that commitment.
By the way, you can always get us on the stream, WDGX.com. You don't have to be, like, in your car or anything. You can just listen on your phone. Super easy.
Super easy.
All right, pop that Red Bull. Football's back. Oh, gosh.
Go stick.
Oh, God. Hands up if you're not driving.
We're getting ready to race.
Oh, God. Swinging over my body like a waterfall. No, that felt good. Felt good.
Did it feel good?
It's hard to hold my breath that long, but I did it. I managed. Holly texts in and says, system is booming in my car. I'm Sandstorm. Woo!
Yeah.
So, of course I say waterfall, and God bless it. You people won't let... Why? Why? Messages to the station. Well, you said waterfall. You probably should play waterfall. It's too slow.
This is the time where we catch our breath.
We don't catch our breath. We keep going.
We just take a little breather.
Hey, what was the misheard lyrics in this? It was don't go Jason. Don't go Jason. Waterfalls.
That's probably it.
Not chasing waterfalls. Jason waterfalls.
Who is waterfall. Jason?
Yeah, who is Jason and why is he near a waterfall? It sounds dangerous.
But wear a life preserver. Safety first.
Yes, a song about safety. All right, we'll give you just a tip. Oh, so slow.
We're grooving.
Don't go, Jason. Waterfalls.
Come back, Jason.
Jason, where are you? Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX.
Cindy loves it.
Again,
get a thumbs up from Cindy.
Programming for one person. That's all we do here.
That's customer service.
Case rolls in and says, I'm the queen of hard lefts on Throwback Thursday and feeling a little early 2000s emo with Evanescence. Oh, wow. Okay, again, kind of like waterfalls. It starts really slow.
Yeah, so but then it's going to kick in.
Yeah, okay.
Wait for it.
Which, by the way, fun fact about Evanescence. First time as a baby DJ seeing this, I was like, Evanescence, bring me to life. And people were like, no, dummy. that's not how you pronounce it. All right, Throwback Thursday. Oh, I love Evanescence.
Oh, yeah.
Evanescence, they're so great.
Listen, Steven and the First Timers are jumping and stomping to the breasts of the songs. I think he means beats.
You know what? The breasts of the songs, maybe those are... That's exciting. That's exciting. I didn't know.
Supportive part of the song.
That is the very supportive part. Right. Right. Lifts and separates, I hear. It's great. All right. Thank you guys for all the text messages. We do try to get in as many as we can. That's what she said. Got a text from Sydney. Hey, I'm blue as my jam. Y'all made the worst Thursday I've ever had in a long time so much better. Ah, see that?
Oh, that's so sweet.
That's what we tried.
Jason said, done. People at DQ are staring. I told him to blast it. He said, that sounds so good in the new truck I just bought. Blast it.
Listen,
people at DQ loved it.
Make sure they turn your blizzard upside down before they hand it to you. Otherwise, it gives.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it's one of those things. So, all right, Throwback Thursday. Yeah, every single Thursday we do this. Play songs you haven't heard back to back to back to back.
Wait a second. Roxanne sums it up perfectly. TBT comes in slow, bangs out hard. That's just the tip. That's a bumper sticker, is it not?
That is a bumper sticker. Kelly Kay rings them in on that.
So there's an online comedy charity event going on this Sunday at 6:30 for Friends of Gilda's Club, Kentuckiana. It's called Comic Relief Live from New York. It's Corey Kahaney. So it's a live stand-up comedy show from the comfort and socially distant safety of your own home. Now, you've seen her on a ton of late-night talk shows. She's had specials on Comedy Central and HBO, and she was on America's Got Talent.
Everything that I have ever done in this business, I have done with integrity. I never used my feminine charms to get ahead. Now that I've reached a point in my career where I would be willing to, no one's interested.
Oh, wow. She's funny. She's funny.
She's really funny. And so here's the deal. You know, Gilda's Club always says that living with cancer is not a choice. Mm-hmm. How you live with it is. Living with cancer with style, with joy, with purpose, and yes, with laughter is what Gilda's Club is all about. So cancer hasn't taken a break with the pandemic, and neither have they. Their vital psychosocial oncology support has continued and even grown since March. So we've tweeted out the link where you can register for the Zoom event, the Comic Relief event, this Sunday, 6:30, and watch Corey Kahaney perform for you.
Good deal. Feel good. Do them every hour. And the reason we do feel good stories every single hour is so we can do other stories, like setting the bar stories. We'll get to a setting the bar story coming up here next.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, right. Small example to what not to do, all right? It's 99.7 DJX. Setting the bar, small examples of what not to do. To Alaska we go for this one. If you can manage to make it through the day without performing dental procedures on a hoverboard, you're doing okay.
Choke up, what did you just say?
Performing dental procedures on a hoverboard. Yeah, the Today Show even picked this one up.
Dentist Seth Lukart extracting a patient's tooth while riding a hoverboard.
Yeah!
Oh, that's not safe.
Nope!
Then removing his gloves and seemingly celebrating. Mm. The patient, Veronica Wilhelm, was sedated during the operation.
Oh yeah, she didn't know any of this was happening.
Telling a court on Wednesday that she didn't know he was on a hoverboard or that the procedure was being filmed.
Yeah, so Mr. Seth, Dr. Seth, if you will, the old dentist from Alaska, has been sentenced to 12 years now behind bars.
Oh, wow.
As not just for extracting the tooth while on a hoverboard, which, man, that's tricky.
Well, yes, you have to have tremendous balance. And of course, he felt like if he's going to do this, you should probably video it and share with your friends.
Yeah, a couple bad decisions. Yeah, exactly. He also had some insurance fraud and all that stuff. But 12 years behind bars, examples of what not to do. Now, listen, my dad's a dentist, and I sat chairside growing up while he would go in and extract teeth from patients who's, you know, had infected gums or infected teeth or things like that.
You should have a steady hand for that, right? A steady hand?
Yeah, you need a steady hand. Balancing on a hoverboard, probably not the best way to go about that. So again, I know we're probably talking to a very small
niche
group of our audience who are dentists. Huh. But if you can manage to make it through the day without performing a dental procedure on a hoverboard, then you're doing okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
No, I couldn't.
Wow.
I can't do many things on a hoverboard. I mean, rightly, like, just stay upright on the hoverboard. So
yes. But while you're performing dental procedures, nobody, nope, nope.
Yeah, that's setting the bar, guys. Wellness check on Steven, our new friend, who has introduced some of his work friends to our show for the very first time, which, you know, Kelly and I have been on the air for a long time together. And yes. I still appreciate and love the fact that people genuinely discover our show for the very first time. So when we are put on the spot and we have to perform, and it's almost like, hey, make us proud, you know.
Well, yeah, it's like, don't embarrass me.
Don't embarrass me.
I told my friends about you.
I know. So wellness check on Steven, who told us earlier that he's introducing some of his friends to the show. and has been texting back and forth with the show. He says, OMG, how much more can I laugh before I break? This show is like a 10-year-old that just found out about the birds and the bees. Like, seriously, LMAO.
That is so true.
It's a very accurate depiction of what this show is. And we appreciate you. So thank you, Stephen.
I love it. Stephen and the First Timers. It's like a band name.
Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So with Bieber's announcement that he is releasing some brand new music, we thought it'd be kind of cool to premiere that all day tomorrow. So you'll be able to hear Holy from Justin Bieber all day tomorrow here on 99.7 DJX and all weekend. So that's kind of cool.
Top of every hour?
Yeah, at least tomorrow we'll be banging that. So earlier I was telling you about my potential dive down the wormhole into the gaming world. Because PlayStation 5 is now being released. Now, listen, I haven't done anything with the PlayStation world. I've never been a part of that PlayStation world. I'm all about Nintendo. I'm ride or die Nintendo. It's all because of Zelda. Zelda is the whole reason I got into Nintendo.
And you're game loyal.
Yes, I'm game loyal and even system loyal. So I have a Nintendo Switch that's gotten Zelda, and then that's the reason I do it. So I may have to dive completely into the gaming world because PlayStation announced that PlayStation 5 going to be out November 12th. You can pre-order it starting today, which I've heard several people have texted us and said it's already been sold out on like Walmart or whatever.
Holy cow.
But it's all because of this game, this RPG, a role-playing game, Hogwarts Legacy from Harry Potter.
It looks amazing. Harry Potter's a kryptonite. That is, oh, yeah.
Oh, it looks amazing.
Okay. And listen, the cheapest version is going to be $400 for this gaming system. If you want the, what is it, the Blu-ray, it's $500.
Listen, small price to pay, Kelly.
Gotcha.
Small price to play. Hey.
Are you going to have to like chart out daddy gaming time now?
I think maybe I will because I'm going to have to probably get a Twitch account. I'm probably going to have to get one of those headsets with the little microphone that sticks out like real gamers do.
Uh-huh.
And then maybe
a little gaming chair.
Yeah. And then maybe like investigate some cosplay and just figure. I don't know. I mean, if I'm going to dive into this gaming world, I should probably figure out where I need
going
to start.
Going all in.
Right?
Okay. All right. If you do, I'm going to need a picture of the setup and the get up.
All right, great. It'll be me on the curb because my wife kicked me out, but whatever.
That's all right.
It'll be all worth it. So, yeah, if you want to read more about that or pre-order or whatever, WDJX.com, we've got that up for you. All right, that'll about do it for us. Tomorrow it's another You Laugh, You Lose, and I'm on a one-game winning streak. You can't really call that a winning streak, but I've got it closer. Kelly still holds the overall lead at one game over me, so we'll see.
I have an arsenal.
Yeah, we'll see.
Jokes.
We'll see if I can reclaim at least a little piece of the crown here with You Laugh, You Lose. That is tomorrow on the show on 99.7 DJX. Have a good one. I'll talk to you then.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX. Brand new episode. Brand new episode.